Tesla starts losing people's hopes. Apple finally makes the little weird personas you got in the Vision Pro mildly useful. And NVIDIA getting banned by the U.S. government again. Let's get into the hot news, everybody. I'm your Brett host. We're going to be going over the hottest tech news I could find on the internet while you enjoy your breakfast this Wednesday, April 3rd, 2024. We're going to start off today talking about the Tesla delivery news that is shaking the company to its very foundations, because for the first time since 2024, their deliveries have dropped significantly. They made more Teslas than they had previously, but sold fewer, and that meant that they had an 8.5% year-over-year decline since 2020, which I will remind you happened to be a pandemic year where not a lot of people were traveling and didn't need necessarily as many cars. So with that, Tesla's stock price has continued to drop. They made basically the same amount of vehicles that they made in Q4 of 2023. They just happened to deliver far fewer of them, coming in at 386,000, which is well short of the expectations of 450,000 that they were supposed to do in Q1. Now, Tesla is citing that there's a few different reasons for this. They had an arson fire that put them out for a week in Germany. They also had all of the unrest that's been going over in the Red Sea that's made shipping routes difficult. Additionally, they didn't mention this because I don't think Elon wants to draw attention to this, but they've been having a long-standing feud with Sweden and delivering their vehicles because of unionizing workers that they don't want to recognize as being valid, because Elon Musk is notoriously anti-union, but that has been something that has prevented them from delivering as many vehicles as they could in at least one country. But also many other reports are coming out, like Reuters, showing how there's displeasure amongst potential buyers with Tesla with regards to Elon Musk's actions, especially over the last year, and how he's presented himself and the company, meaning that they are less inclined to buy the cars. And that's led to a stock decline of roughly 5.5% as of today. But as is always the case when it comes to just looking at stock prices, if you zoom out just a little bit, you'll see that it's basically at the same place as it was a year ago. So Tesla doing fairly well. Additionally, Elon Musk has talked about how they're in the middle of a weird transition where they had their Model 3 and Model Y cars, which saw tremendous growth, and now they're not going to have another vehicle that delivers growth until potentially next year when they come out with their mass affordable EV that's supposed to be $25,000 or roughly thereabouts. But one of the things that's good when it comes to Tesla is that they are now again the world's leader in delivering battery electric vehicles. They actually lost this position to BYD over in China in Q4 of last year, but now with their deliveries, which are down from the estimates, they still ended up beating BYD, coming in at roughly 86,000 more cars, but Tesla could have done it by 150 if they had met analysts' expectations, but they didn't, and it looks like Tesla is in a weird place. It's all kind of tangentially related to tech, how the battery electric vehicle market is taking place. Elon obviously having a whole lot of fingers in various different tech enterprises. I just like keeping apprised of it, which is why I bring that to you here on Hot News. But you know what was brought to me? A great night's sleep by today's video sponsor. Today's video is sponsored by Helix Sleep. And for the month of April, Helix is running a great deal. Currently, you can save 20% on the mattress of your choice on top of getting two free pillows. Helix is simply what the standard should be when it comes to purchasing a new mattress. They make it easy to receive a custom premium mattress delivered straight to your front door. You might be wondering, how do you ship a mattress? Don't worry, Helix already solved that issue. Your new mattress will arrive rolled up in a super manageable box, so you can easily get your mattress to its ultimate destination. Helix also doesn't stop there. They sweeten the deal by offering an insane 100-night sleep trial with free shipping to fully ensure that you love your mattress. Then, once you decide to keep your mattress, Helix includes a 10-year warranty, financing options, and flexible payment options to ensure a great night's sleep is ready for everyone. Additionally, because Helix owns their own manufacturing, you can rest assured that only the best is going into your custom mattress. No garbage materials like fiberglass ever make it into a Helix mattress. And I've got to tell you, I've been on a Helix Sleep mattress for years at this point, ever since I moved into this house in PA, and the Helix Sleep mattress was waiting for me at my door, and I've gotten a glorious night of sleep every single night since. When Reese was here last year, he had a Helix Sleep mattress from his initial US stay in 2020, and he has been very upset that he had to leave his again, because Helix Sleep gives you premium mattresses customized to fit your needs and conveniently shipped straight to your door, and that's what Reese had. He had a mattress for him that he left and then came back to, and I'm hoping he'll come back again to it. And Helix also offers a sleep quiz, so you can personalize your bed to your needs, whether that's for you or for you and your sleep partner, and that can be based on your body type and your sleep preferences. I'm a side sleeper while my wife likes to sleep on her stomach, and we both like a medium mattress, so we got paired up with the Dusk Luxe mattress, and it's been a favorite of ours ever since. I also have to say, with recently having COVID followed by strep throat, I've been spending a lot of time being sick in bed, and boy, I've been glad that I haven't had to think about my mattress, because I just got a Helix one right underneath me to rest on. Comfort when you're sick is something that's just honestly priceless, so my recommendation is if you're going to be stuck in a bed, at least be stuck in a Helix. And as I said earlier, Helix delivering your mattress straight to your door with free US shipping is unbeatable. And now, saving 20% and getting two free pillows if you order in April, Helix somehow made their deal even better. You can follow the link below or go to helixsleep.com/UFDtech to find out about which mattress you'll be saving on today. A big thank you to Helix Sleep for sponsoring today's video. But now you can also dream easy in your waking life when you have an Apple Vision Pro, because Apple has updated with Vision OS 1.1. You can now have floating personas that exist in a real space as opposed to being in a little box that looks like they're actually there. And then on top of that, as you can see in this little demo, they can interact with apps that you're using with SharePlay, so that you can not only see people and their bodily corporeal forms as much as can be imagined by a little headset in your physical space, but they can also interact with you on things that you're doing. So this happens to work with FaceTime. Up to five people can participate in a spatial persona session at a single time, but it could potentially bring together some collaboration. It's a neat little implementation of something that very few people are actually gonna use, but it at least it's marching the software forward to potentially make it so that when the affordable version of this comes out, it's a little bit more fleshed out, which is exactly what Apple's doing when it comes to all of their chips. They've spent many years developing that. They perfected how they made their own silicon when it came to their iPhones. They brought that over to the M1 Max, and now it looks like they're learning a little bit in how to design the Ultra chips, because reports are coming out that the M3 Ultra might not actually be an Ultra Fusion chip where they put two M3 Maxes together, but rather it's going to be a single monolithic behemoth of a CPU that's going to have 92 billion transistors times two, so 184 billion in a massive space, because the M3 Max is already huge. This would just be another layer where Apple is showing that they actually have some design prowess when it comes to making their own silicon. And Reese has got some deals prowess when it comes to designing your wallets entering other people's pockets.
Yo, welcome back to UFD Deals, bringing the hottest tech deals on the internet, and I got a little something for you today, starting off with this Razer Death Adder V3 wired gaming mouse, which you can pick up for only $49.99, making it $20 off and one of the lowest prices I've ever seen it go for. But then next up, we have an office favorite with the HyperX Cloud 2 wireless gaming headset on clearance for only $75.99, making it $74 off. And then lastly, we have this Samsung G32A 24-inch 1080p 165Hz gaming monitor for only $129.99, making it $70 off. And with that, the deals are done. You can find these and more linked in the video description down below. But until next time, I'm gonna hand you off back to Brett for the rest of your hot news. Cheers.
Okay, Reese, I got a not April Fool's joke deal for you. I know we're a few days past it, but Asus confirming that they have what is, I mean, this thing was their April Fool's joke last year, the ROG Ally. They announced it on April 1st. I was like, I love that. And then they were like, good, it's not fake. We're actually gonna sell it. And then they did in June of last year. I think they learned their lesson, because instead they announced the ROG Mjolnir on April 2nd. This appears to be some sort of power battery bank that you can travel around with. It looks like it's going to have a detachable little handle that allows you to make it look like it's Thor's hammer, which is kind of the naming scheme that they've been going with for their power supplies. They do have a Thor power supply. They also have a Loki power supply for their SFX models. So this appears to be kind of neat. We're expecting that it's going to get more unveiled at Computex in June. But the reason I think this is really cool for Reese, it's the same reason the ROG Ally is a huge deal in South Africa. It's because Asus actually has a physical local presence in that country, whereas Valve does not. So getting the Steam Deck costs about double what it does here in the US, whereas the actual ROG Ally costs the exact same as the Steam Deck, despite the fact that the ROG Ally is more in the US, and that's just because it's getting directly brought in by Asus themselves. Having something like this provide power to a country like South Africa that's notorious for load shedding and power outages could help our team over there tremendously, and come in at a price point that makes more sense, because again, local presence, making it so that the import fees aren't quite as high. But what is high is the amount of performance you're going to get out of the upcoming Snapdragon X Elite chips that are coming out from Qualcomm, because a Lenovo laptop that has this bad boy has been benchmarked, and it's looking pretty good. Certain headlines are pointing out that it's faster than the flagships from AMD and Intel, but the reality is, once you look into that, that is only for the previous gen chips, or not actually their flagships. The Ryzen processor here is the 8945HS, which is not the flagship, it's actually the X3D, and then they also compare it to the 13th gen chips from Intel, which again are not the flagships, it's actually the 14th gen, and when you compare it to what's the best on the market right now, it's still really close. It's actually very impressive. It does not beat them in multi-core, does not come close, but it does do very well when it comes to single-core performance, which is going to matter a whole lot. Apple's still the top of the food chain when it comes to mobile processors in terms of single-core performance. Multi-core, you're dancing around between the i9 and the 7950HX3D, but this does show that the performance of ARM on Windows is going to be there. It's really just going to come down to software. Can Microsoft actually write an operating system that can take advantage of these new processors that are coming out? I'm excited to see Snapdragon X Elite in terms of the possibilities. Unfortunately, I'm not necessarily excited in terms of the use cases, simply because Microsoft has shown that they, like with the RG Ally, this is running an x86 chip. But because it's not made for the exact use case which Windows is designed for, the overall experience kind of sucks. And I think we're going to get roughly the same thing when it comes to these Snapdragon X Elite chips. All the raw performance is there, but you're getting very little when it comes to the actual usefulness in the day-to-day reality. But I'm excited to at least wait and see what it looks like in the flesh. And it looks like the US and Nvidia have to flesh out some more arguments. I actually talked about this very recently when it came to the RTX 4090D, had its power limit unlocked by an ASUS BIOS going up to 600 watts, making it so that it actually was competitive with a regular 4090. And the US has responded in kind, probably not directly to this, but just kind of the attitude that Nvidia has had all along, which is, oh, you're going to ban our GPUs? Well, we're just going to make China only GPUs. So now there are reports coming out that the US is actually tightening down what types of GPUs can be shipped over to China and other adversarial countries to the US. And that includes anything that's over 70 weighted teraflops of performance, which I guess the US has its own way of designing that, which that would then ban the China designated H20 and RTX 4090D graphics cards. So you're just looking at a cat and mouse game where the US Commerce Secretary has said several times to Nvidia, stop doing this. And Nvidia's like, but we're going to keep doing it because we keep selling them. And then the US catches up and says, hey, new regulations for you. And then Nvidia, likely, if I had to guess, is going to make an RTX 4090D2 or 4080 Super D, something like that. They'll give China the Super D. That is a possibility. It doesn't appear. I said what I said, unfortunately. It appears like this is going to continue for quite some time. I don't know how it's going to shake out into the future, but what I do know shaking out in my future is reading your comments. We got Resco saying, but it was already known that AMD is not going to release high-end tier GPUs in next gen. I want to clear this up because I chose to discuss at length the RX 8000 GPU product stack from some clear rumors that I'm seeing out on the internet. None of this is known. Right? Like, I make sure to designate what's rumor versus what is actually happening. And what we know about AMD's next gen chips is very little, besides the fact that AMD says that they're working on them. AMD has not come out and said that they're not going to do high end. AMD hasn't come out and confirmed that they're not going to beat the 7900 XTX. That was the novelty of the rumor that I was seeing. Not that AMD was abandoning high-end, that wasn't the point. The point was that AMD's high-end won't even compete with where they are now. That was the nuance that I was trying to deliver. But regardless, I saw so many comments of like, but didn't AMD already say they're not going to come out with high-end? Or didn't AMD already confirm that they're not going to be able to beat the 7900 XTX? No, none of that's confirmed. All of this is speculated. This is all rumors. This is all hearsay at this point. And we're just kind of playing with fire. We're looking at a hurricane forecast as it's starting to spin up off the coast of Africa. That's how I like to look at it. We have no idea where it's actually going to land, but we do have some indications of where it's going, how powerful it's going to be, all that kind of stuff. That's kind of how how I look at the PC hardware rumor side of things. But again, but it was already known. No, it's not known. It's guessed at this point. Like, we can trust well-known leakers and people who have some behind-the-scenes information that they share on Twitter and in forums and all of that kind of stuff, but it always can change at the last second. This is something that NVIDIA is notorious for. It's one of the reasons EVGA dropped them. They wouldn't commit to actually how things were going to be well enough ahead of time for EVGA to know what they're getting into. So EVGA dropped them because NVIDIA would do things like change the pricing at the last second. So we don't know what these companies are going to choose to do or how they're going to choose to do it until it's done and they have said it for themselves, which they haven't. Then we got required username saying, deleting all my incognito data? Well, there goes my algorithmic-driven video suggestions while in incognito mode. How crazy is it that they had to be sued to delete that information? Google acting like they did nothing wrong. It's all fine. They're going to delete it because it's valueless anyways. Technical data, they didn't need it, okay? Work Warbly saying, I once barf and boigled all over the interwebs. It took more than a tissue to clean it up. I don't know what that means, and I'm a little scared. And then we got Jab saying, comment response about the comment response. Unless you hate yourself, use stuff, or Valve, why would anyone get an ROG Ally over a Steam Deck for the same price? I mean, the same price comes down to storage a little bit. 64 gigs is what you're looking at for something like the Steam Deck. You would have to buy an extra SD card to use on the Steam Deck. While you may not value that as a pain point, I'm sure that there are some people that do. Additionally, 120 hertz screen is an advantage that the ROG Ally has over the Steam Deck. You may not value it, again, but some people do, especially for emulation titles. Getting the Z1 ROG Ally for the same price as the Steam Deck could potentially allow them to experience older games at a higher refresh rate, so they get to enjoy it in a different way than they would on the Steam Deck. Then on top of that, your games aren't supported on Linux, so you don't want to have to potentially either dual boot on the Steam Deck or potentially have to switch over to Windows on the Steam Deck. That might be something that you don't want to do. And then lastly, form factor. Not everybody enjoys the size of the Steam Deck. Some people enjoy the design and size of the ROG Ally. There are valid reasons to buy different things, which is why they're being sold. Different strokes for different folks. Different pieces for different Mises. That's what is great about competition and everybody making their own handhelds. You get to prefer what you want, and there are valid reasons to the person buying. They may not be valid to you. Maybe you don't care about a single thing that I said, but to say that they hate themselves for this, I think is wrong. It was a bad comment. I'm kidding. Or am I? I don't know. I need to go convince Kyler to buy a new car. Ain't that right, buddy?
No.
Yeah, you're gonna get it.
Uh-huh.
You're gonna get what I want you to get.
No.
Okay, that's fair. You get to make your own choices, right?
Huh?
Different cars for different bars, right? Different vehicles for different seals.